people get intimidated by the fact that you have to tell somebody, I don't really like you, or like, I'm not interested. Like, we got to get over that, because ghosting is worse than doing that. It's not a mature thing to do, you know? Grow up, explain why, move on. It's just a rap. Come on.
I don't know how to join.
Hey. Ooh. Ow. What's up, kids? How you doing today? Oh my God. Sorry. That
you
was
were
so uncomfortable.
In the mood for like that radio voice. Like before recording, you're like, tune in, you guys.
It's my old journalism self coming to life. That's, I think, what it is.
I am getting tangled up in these cords today.
Sometimes after work, I feel like I've broken free. Like, it's almost like I've been like,
You're ready to release that internal craziness that you've been suppressing all day because you're being professional.
Correct. Even though I'm definitely myself at work. Like, even when I go, I'm like, borderline, I'm like, sometimes like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. I probably should have, or I should have like been a little more ladylike. Yeah.
You got to find a good balance, though.
Yeah, you do. You can't be fake at work. Like, don't pretend to be somebody else, even though I know you have to be professional. Like, look at what I'm wearing, okay? Dress pant. Thank you. But, like, find a balance. Thank you.
This is why I've never had a 9-to-5 professional job. Because
I thought you did once, but it was an intern or no?
No.
Or was it your first job?
I did have a 9-to-5 job, but it was, like, very millennial based, so like I could literally wear what I'm wearing if I wanted. You can have tattoos, nose piercings. Like, it was a company, it's WeWork, if you've heard of that. It's like a co-working space for entrepreneurs, so it was very like progressive. But I have had to try to have like a well I have had 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 had
Howdy,
I
had,
did
had.
Have an job. Well, I shouldn't even say the company, but
you're trying to like not say it. Oh well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
we'll cut it.
It's okay. It was a healthcare advising job, and God, I just like, I cannot follow rules.
It's hard to follow rules.
I can't do that shit. Like, showing up on time is so hard for me. And like, I would have been fired. Like, if you guys had ability to fire me, I'm out.
Listen, I have a hard time with rules too. But what I did was I was like, okay, you want me to come in on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then if I'm going to come in, I can work from home in the morning and then come in when I'm ready. And I hate that I'm even being that like millennial, you know what I mean? That like does that or whatever, or Gen Z, I guess we're Gen Z, but whatever. But it's too much in the morning, especially when I'm teaching and shit. I'm like, I can't run there. And they're like, you know, like grab all your stuff and run there and then get over there and then eat like a weird snack that you had in your bag for like 5 hours. Like, I just want my goddamn coffee. And then I'll come in, like, chill, like, take
chill
a breath.
Out. We'll be there when we'll be there.
You're paying me, but relax. Like, don't ask for so much. Like, God, seriously, I got to, like, get my priorities straight.
I'll never forget when Sid came to my Barry's class and she was going to be late, like, usual. I'm late to her shit. She's late to my shit.
Classic.
And one of the front desk ladies listens to the podcast and she goes, well, it's all good because being late's on brand for Straight Candid. And I was like, we need a shirt that says being late's on brand.
Wait, shit. Like, I got to text Curtis that. Hold
isn't
on.
Isn't that
I
have good? To- being late on brand, merch idea, girls poop, merch idea. Speaking of merch, we shouldn't speak of it, but we apologize.
It is our saying
all
being.
I have to say, because you guys want to fucking wring our necks at this point.
I know.
We've talked about it for about 6 months, but tell them why.
Because we've tried to find our right branding within merch and we have not. It doesn't mean we haven't worked with talented people. It means that we didn't know our vision and we want it to be like perfect quality, like shit that you actually want to wear that looks like legit, like almost like streetwear stuff and doesn't look like I just slapped like a weird print-on logo onto a t-shirt.
Like when they iron on the logos and it kind of crinkles when you move
a
little bit. Like, y'all, we want stuff that
peeling.
You will like. So that's why it's taking a little bit.
And it's coming.
We're working hard.
And the craziest thing is that somebody that has been on the podcast is working on it right now, which is kind of sick. And I'll tell you about it once it's coming around the corner, okay? So stop being nosy. I actually feel like I broke free though, because you know, some days when you leave work and you feel like I'm literally a potato. Like, you could fry me in the oven and I'd still just be a potato. Just like I probably wouldn't even react. You know what I mean?
Cause there's not,
I'm hungry too. That's why
potato
I'm talking about
in the
potatoes.
Oven.
I don't know. I just really want fries anyway. Yeah. But
you
look today,
you look greasy enough to fry up well.
What the fuck? I thought you were going to say you look greasy. And you I'm like, what? Oh my God, I do kind of.
I did that. That is what I just said.
You did. I am a little greasy today. I know. It's okay. It's fine.
I just thought it'd be a funny joke.
Ouch.
I'm greasy. That's why I'm wearing a hat.
I'm greasy as fuck. Who cares? Okay. I know I go to work greasy.
Sorry to interrupt.
Okay. Before we even roll into the podcast, I want to say something very quickly. And I have to go to the screenshot. So please be patient. Thank you for your patience and cooperation.
Yes. Be patient, you guys.
You guys, just be a little patient.
Sometimes
we're
just got to look through the camera roll.
So a few people have brought it to our attention, of course, and we've seen it on the news. And Sophie and I should say, are not the place you want to go to for like current event news, like big things happening. Like, we want to provide our support for everything that's going on, including Hurricane Ian and also the things going on in Iran, the people that have been killed for no reason, all of those things. But of course, if we have a resource, we're going to give it to you. And we want to acknowledge these things are happening and that we're supporting them and that we're educating ourselves. But it's also on you to educate yourself on what's going on. Find resources that are in your area for Hurricane Ian and other things. So just know that, like, we care. We want to talk about those things and mention them just to acknowledge them, of course, and show that we appreciate it. But we also know that we're not experts. We're people in Minnesota, you know, like, and we don't want to ever come off of like, what would be the word, like fake or like ingenuine.
Yeah. Like just mentioning it because it's like, oh, it's something that
it's happening.
We as influencers should do, especially like coming from, I don't know, like a, you know, two white influencers. It just feels sometimes like we want to provide this information, but we wish it could come from someone that's kind of firsthand in that situation too.
In the situation.
So just know that, like, yes, we will do it when we can.
Completely. So no, I just wanted to say that before we get started, because I know people have been DMing us and hoping that we'd talk about it. And also we should talk about the fact that we needed a fucking break, you guys. We are here this week. I know we weren't here last week, but we needed a break. We had stuff that we needed to work through. We had some, honestly, like, just overbearing, like, things that were like looming over us that were making us really stressed, and we didn't feel good, and we needed to prioritize all of our relationships and organizing the podcast before hopping on a mic again.
Yeah, totally agree. And it was so nice because, like, I feel like sometimes Sid and I, like, just like power through and let that shit like build up, and like worries that we have, and, you know, just like podcast stuff. And then Ben, I just like when Ben is able to be like, all right, ladies, no episode this week. We're coming in. We're going to bring all this shit with us, and we're going to talk about it. And I'm like, I feel like me and you are just like, okay, we're just going to get in there, record, do what we have to do. But like, sometimes you do need to take a step back in order to take a step forward. And that's kind of what we did last week. So
our relationship, like, our friendship was getting neglected, and that's not a good thing. And in the last thing you want to do is ruin the podcast. But the first thing that you wouldn't want to go bad would be a friendship out of something that you're working on. So it needed to be prioritized. That's the story of it. And we're working on everything that we can. And so that we don't get stressed and we don't have to carry stuff.
Yeah.
Communication. We talk about it and you need to do it. So I feel better than I probably ever have.
Same.
With the podcast. Probably
Same.
Ever.
Same.
That's pretty fucking nice.
It is nice.
Sorry, I'm like, swearing a lot today, by the way.
It's literally just like this weight lifted off my shoulders. So it does feel good. And I think, like, maybe if, like, in the future we can go in more detail. I think having an entire episode about like business partners with your friends. Like, I know we're not the only ones that maybe have like a side gig, or like you want to do something with someone, start a business with someone. Like, that's what entrepreneurs do. And a lot of times your friendship can kind of get morphed into, all right, like, for the business. Everything's for the business. So well, not morphed,
like,
into that.
Convos about it. Yeah,
yes.
All the
so
time.
It's like, when do we draw the line, you know?
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. But anywho, we love you and we're back and we're ready to rumble.
Ready to rumble with straight
candid
moments.
Sit.
So.
Straight candid.
So straight candid.
Do you want to go or do you want me to go?
We always ask this.
I know. I ask you every time.
I don't know.
Well, then I just sometimes
pick.
Okay.
Just tell me what you want.
I don't know what I want.
You have 5 seconds.
I'll go.
Yes.
Okay. I got nervous because I have to pee too, so I had to just say something. I should have peed before this. By
That's
the way,
what
that was
I did.
Stupid.
When I went to put my lipstick on, I peed.
Okay, that looks like a little fupa. Anywho, okay. Straight candid moment of the week. Believe it or not, it isn't about a toilet or a butthole, but it is about health. And I feel like I talked about this on my story a little bit, so sorry if you're getting reiterated information. But so I went into the doctor. I'm a freaking hypochondriac to the max, like, literally freaked out. Like, I'm not kidding you. I grow like a weird hair and I think that like I've got something wrong with me and my hormones are off. Like, seriously, to that extent. Went into the doctor. They checked me out. I was like, yeah, this is happening. They felt my thyroid. They're like, oh, you should go get it checked out. It looks like it might be a little bit enlarged. And I was like, okay. Went in for an ultrasound scan. And they're like, oh, shit, there's like a mass on your thyroid. And I was like, what?
We love when doctors are just like, by the way, you have a huge mass on your thyroid.
You know what it said? It was written out in a huge paragraph with like cryptic like copy. I didn't even know what it said. Like I had to give it to Jenny because she's a nurse. And I was like, what does this mean? Like, I don't know what this means. Apparently they had tried to connect it with me and they're like, your chart online, but I hadn't gotten a call. So I was freaked out, started advocating for myself, started calling. They're like, you know, our recommendation is to wait a year. And I'm like, one of the things on here though says like, this could be bad. So why am I going to wait a whole 365 days to see if something in my body is making me sick or not?
They do that with pap smears too, I noticed. It's like, so they're like, it looks a little abnormal.
Which should
like,
be fine.
It's but like, let's wait 365 days. And I'm probably like misconstruing that information a little bit, but here, whatever. But okay.
I know that I can explain a little bit why now they wanted to wait, but I basically was like, I'm way too uncomfortable with this. This is making me uncomfortable. And luckily they sent this over and they were like, a doctor is willing to look at it. So I was thinking it was going to get removed. I went into the doctor 2 days ago, or I think it was yesterday, and you can barely see.
You're like, I'm ready for surgery.
I'm like, cut me open. Let's go. Let's do this.
Put me down.
They're like, no, we're getting a biopsy. So basically they numbed my neck. Neck stuff is just scary. Numbed it, stuck a bunch of needles into it, took like samples of it. And my neck is so sore internally. But basically what's scary is if you have something connected to your thyroid, they have to remove your thyroid. If it's bad, like if it's cancerous or if it's causing hormone imbalances, you can't just take it off.
Yeah.
And that just makes it even more scary. And the whole reason I'm telling you this is because I feel like another thing that's kind of taboo is talking about all your health things, right? Like you almost look like a pick me person or like, you know, you're trying to get attention for it. And it's like, no, I'm fucking scared. Honestly, like I'm nervous about what's happening. It could be nothing though. And apparently they are common. So if you're like, you know, I just want to like relate with anybody out there for anything health related. It's scary and I'm nervous and I have to go about my business and do my life and be stressed.
Waiting. Are you still waiting on the results?
Waiting on the results. Yeah.
Ugh.
It's just the worst feeling in the world. Like, yeah. And I can't even imagine, like even think about family members, like for people that are waiting on results too. Like I have friends whose parents are sick who have like cancer or different things like that. And they have to go about their business every day.
And think about like the families that have like a timeline, you know, like they have 6 months. Like how do you, that'd be interesting to have someone on to talk about that eventually too. But like, how do you even manage those feelings? Like I've recently dealt with even just like, I mean, couple grieving friends, including you. It's just like that stuff is just so crazy to me and how it's never, you're never really like healed from it. Like you're constant. No. It's just like working on body image. Like you constantly have to like remind yourself, like, you know, say those affirmations and like work on it yourself. But wow. Yeah. I'm glad you're okay for now. But
thanks.
Like keep us updated.
I will.
I was actually thinking like, because I've had a lot of people like reply, because I've been sharing some health stuff on my stories too. And I've had a few people in the DMs like saying, I want like updates. Like, what are you going to do with your naturopath? And I'm like, we could do like, I mean, obviously keep us updated about your thyroid. Yeah. If you were to take your thyroid, I'm just confused. Like, luckily you have other thyroids, but like each thyroid does its own thing, right?
Well, glands, you have different glands. So yeah, I don't really know how that would work.
Let's not think about it.
But I will say someone messaged me and they said that they had thyroid cancer and they're completely fine and they had their thyroid removed.
Oh.
And obviously it was terrible,
yeah.
But they're a completely normal human being. Like, you know, so I don't know. I'm trying to think of the positive. I'm not trying to close the loop on like what I think is happening because that's just not going to be healthy. But I'm still freaked out, you know, like you never think about your work in health and wellness. You believe in health and wellness. You and I eat really well for the most part, right? Like you try to, you know, I got some other snacks here and there.
Someone messaged me that too. They're like, oh, you'll be fine if you go off birth control. You like eat really healthy and shit. I'm like,
wait, what?
Girl, you don't know
that
what
doesn't
I mean.
Have any, yeah, I'm like, wait, hold up. I like cookies way too much. Okay? But it's hard when you're like, you believe in that and you do it and you live by it and then shit just still happens to you. So just be thankful for your health and wellness. I'm done preaching to the choir and that's what I have going on. It's just kind of real this week. So
thanks for the update.
My neck hurts like a bitch right
and
now.
And I kind of went away from what I was going to say about we should do a little health updates episodes because people are genuinely curious.
Yeah.
And if I do end up going off birth control, which is something I've been debating, my hormonal birth control that I've been on for 15 years, the process of that is going to be fucking crazy. So y'all might see some full-blown acne, and either who knows what will happen. So I'll keep you all updated with that too.
Well, maybe you'll grow titties though.
No, apparently you lose a little bit more of your womanly figure.
Shit. Well, I don't. Yeah. I got nothing to lose, so that's not a good sign.
Yeah, I'm like,
hopefully, what's gonna happen to me when I go off?
Oh yeah. Apparently, someone DM'd me and said she was like, I actually like being on it because it gives me like my womanly look, like her boobs and her hips. And when she went off it, she's like, I looked like I was 17 years old. But she goes, my mood was drastically different. It helped my anxiety, depression. I felt like I was finally in tune with my body. I've been in it for 15 years. I actually didn't even know who I actually was until I went off my birth control. And I had like 90% of people slide in saying this versus about 10%, 20% had a really bad experience going off birth control.
Yeah.
So apparently it's, you don't really know how you're going to react. I'm just very interested in it lately because with my anxiety that's going on, a lot of times it can be a buildup of hormones, or, you know, I have been taking synthetic hormones for 15 years, like my body do if I was off them. And I'm just like more curious, you know?
Weird to think that like your body's so used to a pill that just like creates this different form of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, I mean, hormones, I've taken it for 15 years too. It's freaking weird.
Yeah. Hormones run your life. They run your mood. They run. It's like, it's just crazy. Okay. My straight kind of moment.
Hit us with it.
We did almost surpass poop, but we didn't here I am.
That's more like
with my straight kind of moment. So speaking of health, I've been diving into some more naturopath things, and like, we're just covering all the bases with my naturopathic doctor, blood test, a poop test.
No way.
So this is my straight handed moment. And I know, don't you act like you haven't given a poop sample.
I have once. All right.
Have you been?
No, I've never given a poop sample.
Girls listening, don't act like you haven't.
I was totally pretending like I hadn't, but then I thought about it. I'm like, wait a minute. That one time, it's scarring.
A lot of girls with IBS, what is it? Hot girls have IBS, that little TikTok saying. But a lot of times they have you take a poop sample. And you know what? This is my second time. The first time I took my poop sample, I was in college and I had roommates at the time. So both times I've given poop samples, I've had a roommate. So the first time I gave my poop sample, I had to put it in the freezer for like a day or something because it didn't open. So guess what I did?
Wait, what? You're evil.
I put it in my little pint of ice cream, like empty container, because I didn't want my roommates to like see a bag. So I like hid it in there, and then I sent it away. Then, you know, went back to the doctor, and then like a week later, I was like, by the way, that ice cream in there was my shit.
No way. What did they say?
They're like, are you fucking, like, what else was I gonna do? I needed to put it in the freezer.
Oh my god,
like, those were the rules.
I don't know. I would Ben's probably have to like buy my own one.
And I'm going to be honest, I have never told anyone this. Like, but here we are, because I love you guys and I know you're here to listen to this shit. So second round of my poop sample.
Oh God.
I'm living with Patrick, my boyfriend.
Patrick.
And I have it on the counter and he walks in and I'm giving him that smile and I'm like,
oh God, you're talking like this.
I'm talking like you. I don't ever talk like that. Once I met you, I started doing that. So he walks in and I'm like, I got a package in the mail. I was like, you want to do an unboxing with me? And what I was going to do, Ben, you told us to do unboxing videos. I unfortunately had to like give the sample too soon, but I was going to do the funniest unboxing of this poop sample, because when me and Pat opened this box, he opened it with me. The stuff that was in there, my jaw was dropped.
Wait, why? What was in there?
Okay, so like pretty, like I'm like, okay, a little spoon. Disgusting.
Oh my God, I'm going to throw up.
A glove, thank God. This was the kicker. I pulled out a cardboard like serving container that you get fries in. It had the red stripes on it. To poop into. Do we really need to get detailed? But yeah,
I see what you're saying. I did not understand what you were saying until you said that.
And Pat and I were literally on the floor laughing because it looked like what? I looked like I had a takeout container.
What the heck are they doing? Why?
$150.
No.
That.
No.
Yeah.
For them to take your poo.
for me to have to go through a really gross experience with my boyfriend knocking on the door saying, can I see?
No, why does he want to see? What does he want to see?
I don't know. I think he's joking. He's like, just let me take a peek. I'm like, no, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Ew, I hate boys sometimes. I'm like, dude, you guys are nasty.
I'm sweating. Okay. I'm sorry.
That is insane.
I totally thought this was going that you pooped in a box and then had Plant Daddy like unbox it.
Oh. I would never. I don't even.
Scarring.
I don't let him watch me poop. We still close the door and we poop.
That's good. That's good. Yes. Privacy. Privacy.
I've been working on like. Since I met Sid, like that's like the one thing that I'm going to have to myself is like, I'm going to poop with the door shut.
My only thing is it's just like there. I don't look cute when I'm sitting on the toilet, like especially. No. And I usually go to the bathroom when I'm naked. I don't know why. It's like
flattering position.
You don't need to see me bent over on the toilet, like on my phone, like literally hunchbacked, like 70 rolls on my stomach. Like that's not necessary. Like we don't need, that's not going to amplify our relationship. Guaranteed.
Do you ever get the knee marks? From your elbows.
Do you ever get the ones on the back of your leg? Do your legs ever go numb?
Wait, didn't you tell a story one time? She told the story. She was like with a big group of people. Yes. And you sat on the toilet too long and she was wearing a skirt and she walks into the gathering with those marks on the back of her legs.
Jordan goes, babe, what's on the back of your legs? Wait, is that from sitting on the toilet? I'm like, dude, you kidding me?
Well, actually, Jordan, I just took a 25-minute poop.
Sometimes I like to relax. Sometimes I like to just sit, okay, and not be bothered.
And sometimes good that is Lord. The only time of your day where you can send that email.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Ben? We thought we were past the poo. It didn't work.
Sorry.
No.
No poop this week. Okay. My straight canon moment is I got a little kitty.
I know
last
you
week.
Did.
He's so cute.
His name's
right? Beans. Bean and Bean Against the World. So Soph is not a fan of cats, but...
He's so cute, though.
He's adorable.
Let me tell you why, though.
Say it.
Well, I was just so excited that we had a studio without me having allergies. Because if you listen back from episode one, I complain every episode. I'm like...
Wait, no. Episode one, I didn't have a cat. Oh, we had okay. a few in my house, remember? Oh, and yeah. then we went to my other one. And yeah. then that was a cat hole.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my God. I was like, we're moving studios. It's going to be clean of hair. And then... Here we are.
You can't ask
just
for
kidding.
Much, honey.
It's cleaner. I know.
You can't have it all.
I can't all right. have my cake and eat it, too.
He won't be here a lot. Like, okay. maybe once a month or something like that.
He is cute, memories. Though. Like, both of your guys' cats are cute. I'll
Thank
give you.
You
that.
Thank
I'll
you.
Give you that.
That was really big of
Thank you.
You. That was really big of you. That's big of her.
That's I'm making
sense. She used to say, I don't care if I got, what'd you say? Like, I'll pick it up and throw it across the room. Or what'd you say? Something so savage.
You guys, I'm not an animal
no,
killer.
She was totally kidding, but you said something so savage and we were like, oh shit. I'm like, she does not love my animals.
Probably like if a cat like got ran over by a car, like I probably would be.
He was like, ew, get off me. That's mm-hmm. Also, I go there. Is that my phone or is that yours?
No.
Well, that's weird.
I have a. Wait, is that
Northwest
where
Family Clinics?
Yeah, I'm seeing my primary there tomorrow.
What's her name?
I'm getting my ears cleaned out,
Dr.
you guys.
Dr. Sarah Riley?
Yeah.
That's who I see.
Did Dr. Sarah
refer me to her?
That's
of course.
Say,
oh my God, that's hilarious.
That's so good. Do you like her?
I like her a lot. She's the one that found the thing. She's very, what is it? What's the word?
Detailed.
Detail-oriented, like, analytical, yeah. Yeah, good doc, good doc.
Okay, I'm going to her tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll like her. She's good. Okay, why are you here? What are we doing? I'll tell you.
Let's get into the topic.
Let's get into the topic, shall we? Sorry about that, everybody.
We're going to make this episode.
It's going to be short.
Short. We can still talk about this a little bit. Yeah,
a little bit. Why not? Ghosting. We have gotten DMs, messages about freaking ghosting.
And 'tis the season.
And it's the ghosting season, right? Because, Halloween is coming up. You guys, what is ghosting? I have a little definition, as Sophie usually does, but I feel like Soph today. So here we go. Ghosting refers to abruptly cutting off contact with someone without giving that person any warning or explanation of doing so. Even when the person being ghosted reaches out to reinitiate contact or gain closure, they've met with silence. As you can see, it's called ghosting because it involves someone essentially vanishing into thin air as if they were a ghost. Scary.
I'll add to this because I think there's kind of different types of ghosting.
I agree.
Or type of ghosters. So there's the ghost that's a vanished ghost where they're like, bye, never talk to you again. Or so they don't say that, they just disappear. So vanish ghosts, or they have like orbital ghosters, which are people that vanish and then they come back and then they vanish and they come back. It's like the guys that are like kind of keeping you wrapped around their finger and you're in limbo. I think that's almost kind of worse because
I think it is too.
You're like, ooh, like he ghosted me. I hate him. I'm over him. I'm sad about it though. I feel a little isolated. Like I'm having little withdrawals and all of a sudden he comes back. And just because you're like in that state and that insecurity, right when they come back, you're like, oh, I want that like rush again. So then you go back and then it just keeps repeating and repeating. So there's the vanished ghost, bye, see you never, or there's the orbital ghost.
The orbital. Ooh, the orbital are worse, I almost think. Yeah. I have to say, those are the ones that toy with your emotions the most. And I feel like those are the ones that are always like an ex significant other or someone you've had a fling with, like you're talking mm-hmm. about, right? Like somebody who maybe you've attempted to try to take it to the next level from like hookup to like relationship. And then it just kind of like continues in this weird circle of like, oh yeah, we can kind of try. Oh, I ghosted you. Sorry, I was gone for like a month. I want to try it. Oh, sorry, I ghosted you again. It's like, dude.
Yeah, come on.
Come on. I've had that happen.
I was just going to say, tell me your experience with being ghosted or being the ghoster.
Okay, well.
Let's hear it.
I wrote down a few things. I was like, I got to write something down. I feel like I was always ghosted by ex-boyfriends or flings when we tried to like make it work again. So I'll give an example. Like I dated somebody and I wanted to try it again. And we were finally what I thought was going to be on the same page. And then we would go out and let's say I'd be like, oh my God, like you said you were going to meet me out. Like come meet me here, whatever. No response. And I'm like, are you coming? Like 2 hours later, no response. And they're out and I can see that they're on their phone. And it just feels so, you're like, I literally swear to God, we just had this conversation sober and we were both going to give an effort. And then I get ghosted that whole night, a whole night, and then wake up in the morning. Sometimes it's a short-term ghosting. They're like, hey, sorry, wasn't on my phone that much last night. And you're like, yes, you were. Who's not on their phone that much where that can be your excuse? Like, come on. You know what I mean?
I also hate that when you plan to meet someone out, like especially when you're in college and you're like, I look fucking good tonight. And you're kind of waiting the whole night to see that person. And then they just kind of like don't follow up.
Well, it just makes you feel like they're trying to say that they're better than you or yeah. like you're less important to mm-hmm. them. Well, and it also speaks to that. It like just mm-hmm. makes you feel less important and not like a priority, because I know we talked about this with you, Ben, a while ago, but like, you know, if, what's the saying with guys? If they want it, they'll show it or whatever like that.
If
or
they
like,
wanted to, they would.
Or girls. Yeah. If they wanted to, they would. And it's like, well then why didn't you? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like what was more important that night? Were you talking to somebody else? Whatever. But I would say, even with that like same ex that I'm thinking of one, it would be longer term ghosting where it would be like, I remember I was going to see him because he was out of town. And I was like, oh my God, we had all these plans to like see each other. And then, you know, it had been kind of a while. So like maybe we could rekindle the flame, right?
Yeah.
And we get to the point of getting together and literally radio silence. And you're like, just when I think we're going to be good, we're going to get over the hump. Maybe I'm going to feel something when I see them and we can kind of pursue it. You fucking ghost me again. Like, what in the heck? And then they'll be like, again, like a month later, sorry about that. I just wasn't in the right mindset. It's
and
like,
have you taken them back?
I had, yes. And it bit me in the ass. It didn't work.
Because it's like that feeling where it's like, I don't feel good enough. And you're like, oh, I'm craving that like rush again.
Yeah. Well, because it is a rush when mm-hmm. they like give you the attention. But yeah. then, for me, I found that it wasn't fun because I always had the fear of when are they going to ghost me next again? Because mm-hmm. they had this pattern too. That's like the, what did you call it? I like the word that you called
orbital.
It. Orbital. Orbital ghosting.
Because it's like a ghost orbit.
Yeah. Have I ghosted people for real? For
Have
real?
You ever got like ghosted like
a full on?
Like a date, like a one date. And then you're like, hi, that was so fun. Hope to see you again. And then they don't respond.
Yes. Like one time, I think. Wait, I'm trying to think. I think it was when I was in college and I was like, it was someone who was older.
Ooh.
And like I went mm-hmm. on a date and I don't know. I was so, it's so nervous. Awkward. That, yeah, I was probably so uncomfortable, you guys. And they ended up texting me like 2 weeks later on a Saturday night at like 2 a.m. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, great.
You
thanks.
Want a piece of this ass?
Yeah, I'm like, you want a piece of this? I know you do. And you can't have nothing, honey. You don't get no slices. How about you? What are you thinking of when you think of ghosting? So for actually, have you ever been ghosted? That's what I'm going to ask first. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I think you know the person that ghosted me.
Wait, what?
Because like, I was trying to think of examples and I was like, And I was like, wait, I think I've had orbital ghosting happen. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I do. I think I do.
Yeah.
I almost like, said the name and then I was like,
When me and Sid first became friends, we'd like go to little parties together and shit. And this guy would like give me so much goddamn attention when we were all in the same room. And I was like, oh my God, like he's in love with me. Like he's going to move in with me. Like we're going to be a thing. This is obviously before I'm dating Pat. and I'm like, because we would hang out like a few times. Like we would do like normal date things together, like work out, like grab coffee. And then we would go to like these group parties together and we would hit it off and we'd make out. And we banged a few times too. And I was like, sick. Like I'm kind of vibing with him. But then. Oh, no, I only banged him once.
Wait, I was going to say, I'm like, was it?
I only banged him once. Wow, wait. It's all coming back to me. Oh, my God. This is kind of sad.
Wait, I'm kind of sad. I'm pissed. Okay, go ahead.
I'm pissed.
Wait, you get mad now? Okay. All right.
That little fuck.
Okay, so give me the details then, because I got something to do.
Me and Sid are at this party, and we were drunk. It was like this overnight party. Like, we're staying here. Like, we going crazy. And... Yeah. He was like sweet talking me all night. I'm like, okay, like I was like, we're gonna have sex. So
like you knew.
I knew. So like we're gonna have sex because he was making me all these like promises and like I'm gonna be blah blah. He was drunk too, but like
God, don't you love the drunk talk?
Yeah.
I'll be a honey forever. Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I was believing the shit. And I'm usually really good at reading through bullshit, but I don't know what was happening that night. And we wake up in the morning, I hear him like run and puke. Loudest puker ever. I'm like, okay, so he was pretty drunk, like, all right. And then like we say goodbye, like everyone's picking up in the morning, we go get our McDonald's and like, oh no, we got Starbucks, I don't remember. Yummy. And yeah, never heard from him.
Wait, what?
Never heard from
him. That's how it happened.
Yeah,
never once after that.
No, and I was like, it's in his court, because I was like, all right, well, text me, like if you give someone like direction, like okay, like, that's like I had a good time last night. Like, text me, like, let's hang out later this week. Like, you have my number. Like, hit me up. Hit me up. Text me. And if they're interested, they would. Like, yeah, if yes. they wanted to, they would. And he just never said anything.
Was his ego too big or something? Like, you know what I mean? Was it like he was waiting for you?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, you're fucking short and you're not even, no.
Oh, Ben.
That's not what I mean, but like
I get it. You were lashing out. She's lashing out right now.
I'm just lashing
we'll
out
give it to
I'm
her.
Mad.
That's annoying as hell. Dang. I didn't know that's how it like played out.
Because you remember he was kind of, because you knew him. You're yes. like, oh, beware.
No, I literally was like, warning, warning. I literally go, red flag, but.
And then
ahead.
I'm like, ooh, red flag. That turns me on, baby.
I know. Shit. I know. Don't show me the flags. Oh, close my eyes. Oh,
I love them bad boys.
Have you ever ghosted?
I will say, I think there's a right time to ghost, wrong time to ghost. I've definitely ghosted with like right time to ghost as in like dating apps, as in like I haven't met this person, you know, face to face or
like DMs.
Like
I'm
DMs.
Of.
Yeah. Like maybe even a FaceTime. Like, oh, here's an example. Like one time I hated going on Hinge dates, but I like didn't want to waste my time. So I would schedule like a FaceTime and I'd be like, hey, like, let's just hit a FaceTime. Like I honestly just... I don't tell them this, but I just need to hear their voice. I need to hear their banter. Like, and that gives me at least like an initial clue if I actually want to go on a date with them. So that's what I would do. And I did with this one guy one time and I was like, he answered the phone immediately. I was like, nope.
Wait, how nope, did nope, you know? Why nope, was nope. it nope?
He was really hicky.
What?
Wait, is hicky the word I'm looking for?
Oh my God.
Like hick.
Oh, hick. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was wearing camo. Love camo. I wear camo. It's in, but he was actually going hunting in that camo.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
It's not your vibe. I feel like you wouldn't mesh.
And he kind of had just a strange, you know, like voices are sexy or not sexy. It was just too much. So I was like, yeah, good
I'm
to meet.
I'm thinking of her on the FaceTime like, okay. Yeah. Yep.
I was, like, right, I, gotta, bye. I was like, I gotta run. It was literally 3 minutes because I was like, I don't want to waste any of my time. Like, I know it's a no, but I didn't say that. But I was just like, all right, well, like, maybe I'll text you soon. And then I ghosted him. So that was my one time of that ghost.
It was from Hinge. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
you know.
Like that was probably the worst I've done. If I go on a date with someone and I don't vibe, I always either make up a complete lie that I don't want to see them again, or I, so I can like short. Response or I'll give them the truth like hey like appreciate you but I just wasn't vibing okay you
well no I don't think there's an issue with that like communicating what's wrong like no. And if you go on a date too and you're like you're actively pursuing this person like you're you know what I mean like you're trying it out and then they're actively pursuing you and they're kind of waiting for you to like kind of tell them what's going on, I feel like not the right time to ghost. Like, and I feel like people get intimidated by the fact that you have to tell somebody, I don't really like you, or like, I'm not interested. Like, we got to get over that, because ghosting is worse than doing that. Like, yes. it's not a mature thing to do, you know, grow up, explain why, move on. You know what I mean?
Very important.
Very important, right? I have ghosted like the simple things you're talking about, like the little ones, like DMs of people that I'm like, that was not a real DM, or, you know, whatever. I did ghost a guy, and I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have. I look back and I'm like, dang it, Sid. Like, you should have probably communicated. And I think I kind of was the orbital ghoster, which I hate to even admit.
That's hot. It's hot when Sid does it.
It's hot when I ghost. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, but it's because I wanted it so badly to like work, but I could not get there. And we never were on the same wavelength. So I just kind of like disappear when I felt the vibes were going weird. And then I drop back in, which is terrible. I understand that. I know that now. I am not a ghoster. I honestly, by the way, side note, before you got here, Ben and I were talking about ghosting, and I literally was going to tell you that I've never been ghosted because my ass is too fat.
What?
I've never been ghosted. My ass is too fat
to get ghosted. I've never been ghosted.
I was laughing, so we were cracking up. We were wheezing before that. I forgot.
Fat asses don't get ghosted.
Fat asses don't get ghosted. I was kidding. No, I definitely have. But yeah, so anyway, I shouldn't have done that. And I ended up in the end communicating, and I told him, like, let's get together. Like, I did the full, like, let's talk in person situation. And I just communicated. I don't see it, and I don't feel it, and I can't get there. And I'm sorry for kind of like dragging you along.
I like the honesty.
I made it honest in the end. Yeah. It felt so cringy.
Oh, yeah.
We were in the parking lot of a movie theater. Ew. Like, I don't know why that was even weird. It was like 11 a.m. on a Sunday. I'm in the parking lot of a movie theater standing outside my car like,
You know, a tip for that would be like, because you went on a few dates and you weren't feeling it, rather than ghosting because you want to avoid that confrontation, I think you could definitely be okay with using text for this stuff too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, if you don't want to have to do it in person, like, hey, like, I'll text you, like, see you later. Like, don't kiss him goodbye. Like, don't give him mixed signals. Like, be pretty, you know, get in your car, get home in the morning, just be like, hey, and then that's the last of it. And it's like, you don't owe him a response after he responds. I just feel like that's like easier sometimes.
No,
to
no,
text.
I am on the same page. Yeah. Like, also, don't bring me on a date just to tell me that things aren't working. Like, let's grab a coffee, and then we're like talking in person about how it's not working. Like, okay, that's awkward. You could have just texted me. Now I'm awkward sitting here, like sweating my ass off, drinking a coffee that you bought me as a pity. And this is just weird. And I don't want to be here. You know what I mean? Then you have to go in your car and then listen to sad songs, sad girl songs.
Is it ever okay to ghost?
Yes.
Okay.
There is an instance that I wrote down, and I want to read this because I thought through and through. Okay. I said, yes, I think you have to realize that if you attempt to communicate what you need, and it's basically, you're getting this either gaslighted, attacked in some sort of way, like, you know, the sworn at, you know, over text and all the things, blown up on your phone, or the person is continuing to push you through something that you don't want to do, like push you further. If you get broken up with, cheated on, pushed over the edge, or your last encounter proved to you that it wasn't what you wanted and you're not wanting to lead this person on, you can ghost.
Yeah. And like,
do you get what I'm saying?
I do, because like, yes, there is a right way to probably, like, it's probably a better thing to tell someone how you're feeling, like, communicate it. But occasionally, like, if it's a one-off situation and you ghosted, you can't go back in the past. Like, it's okay. But most of the time, I think, yeah, like, if you feel confident enough to just shoot them a little text, like, probably the best. But yeah, I think you can 100% ghost if they are an asshole. Like, if you literally go on the date and you're like, this dude was a narcissistic, like, asshole who was really mean to me, absolutely ghost. I mean, I've heard of friends that ghost after the first date. I've heard of friends who ghost after a one night stand. Like, dude, you don't even know her name. Like, I kind of can get behind it too. It does really depend on the circumstance, but
totally.
Like, rather than guess by ghosting, definitely, definitely err on the side of communication.
100% agree with that. And the only point I'm making too is like, if let's say you're trying to debate on like, I don't know if I want to see this person again. And then you see this really terrible dark side of them that's like pushy and like over the top, those things that we were talking about, like, get out of there. If it's making you feel any sort of way, like anxiety ridden in any sort of way, get the heck out and separate yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leave some space for sure.
And if you are a ghoster, first, you do have to take ownership of that. So, like, sometimes maybe you offended someone, or maybe you were toxic. Did they maybe need to protect themselves and give themselves space? So, like, that's something also to kind of reflect inward when you're listening to this episode is, like, if you have ghosted or you don't even know if you've ghosted, like, think about, you know, your own feelings about yourself, too. And if it doesn't have to do with you, if someone ghosted you, it is probably their own issue and it is legitimate a ghosting situation. And to be honest, it's just showing that they maybe aren't interested. A lot of ghosters do have an avoidant attachment style. Mm-hmm. Those are the types of people that kind of keep you at arm's length. And just keep in mind that you don't have to fix that person. Like,
it's not your job.
That's not your job. So the avoidant attachment styles, they're hard to be in a relationship with. Like, it's hard dating with, like, Pat is a little bit more avoidant. You constantly have to work on that, but people that do ghost are typically that avoidant because they don't want that confrontation. That's why they don't want to tell you how they're feeling. That's why they don't want to be like, I'm not vibing with you. They're like, let's just avoid conflict altogether.
Jordan, what do you think he is?
Avoidant. Yeah. Most. Yeah. Ben, very do you know your attachment style?
Definitely not avoidant.
I don't think you're.
No, you're confrontational.
Even the way that we had our meeting last week, yeah. I was like, we got to do this. Like, it's got to happen. I love just putting stuff out on the table and I'll always talk about how I feel.
That's why I was like, I feel like you're not avoidant.
No, there's no way. I feel like it's so difficult, but it's so, I don't know, this is going to sound weird. It's cute when we're working on something or like I say something and Jordan just comes at it full straight on instead of his avoiding like areas. I'm like, oh my God, you're like actually working on it. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's like cool to see people grow as you're dating them. Like it's, I don't know. I just love that. It's so attractive to me.
Therapy helps with all that.
Therapy.
Shit,
I know.
Sure.
We need to get him that. Okay. Being ghosted, because we've both been ghosted, I have a few opinions on why it hurts so bad. Because it fucking hurts.
Yeah.
You remember the feeling when you were ghosted, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it makes my stomach, like, churn.
It's, like, the same feeling as when you were broken up with. Yep. Like, you're that heartbreak feeling is, honestly, I'm pretty sure I heard this somewhere, but, like, your brain is signaling off the exact same pain that you would feel from physical pain, or exact same signals, sorry, that you would feel from physical pain. It's like literally your neurotransmitters, dopamine, serotonin, when you're like in love and like that oxytocin is just like revved up, you're like, oh, I love this feeling. And then you have all of a sudden it's like everything's going down. You're a little more anxious because you're confused. And then you have that withdrawal and you're like, it's literally not just heartbreak. You're feeling this into your core. Like, I get it.
It's a release of chemicals of all the things in your body. And what I learned, I don't remember if it was you that told me this, I don't think it was, but I was going to tell you this, is it takes 2 weeks for your body to stop craving the person that broke up with you.
Two weeks.
That's why you have to wait. I think my friend Courtney told me this. It's literally a 2 week period where your body stops releasing the chemical that makes you think that you need that thing.
So your body will still be sad and heartbroken.
Yes, absolutely.
Like 2 years, you could still be.
Oh my gosh, yeah, of course.
But like physically, you're saying.
Correct.
Oh, interesting.
Like your body literally starts to think like, I need this person, because you're going into a state of panic and like emotion, like that is a roller coaster. 2 weeks.
I've never
heard
that.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
I was like, damn, I need to read into that a little bit.
Wow.
Super, yeah, interesting, I thought.
Also, because Sid and I are your big sisters. Like if you're listening, I know like maybe we're younger than you. I don't know. But if you haven't ghosted.
We're your big sisters, yeah.
We got to keep it candid and we got to keep it real.
Yeah.
Why do people ghost?
I think that, honestly, it's an immaturity thing sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say that and I hate to point the finger, but I was immature when I was ghosting. I was afraid of hurting
and
somebody's feelings.
Were you interested in them?
No.
Yeah.
Sadly.
So we're keeping it candid because there's no greater truth than a ghosting. If someone doesn't contact you, they aren't interested.
What about, I always see on TikTok like all the time how people will ghost when they start catching feelings.
Yes.
So here's the thing on that one. I don't think that one is as legit as people say. I think it's kind of a coping mechanism for when you get ghosted to make yourself feel like a little bit like, oh, well, they probably just like didn't, you know, they were feeling stuff with me and like didn't want anything more. Like, I just don't see that one being as prevalent as everyone says.
I see. So
I know, and it might be like a hot take, but I'm just saying.
No, I like it. So to clarify, the person is catching feelings, so then they ghost.
Yes.
Okay. Oh yeah, they're totally scared. They're scared of that vulnerability. A lot of times ghosters don't want people to see those insecurities and vulnerability and to be in an emotional relationship with someone, you have to open up. And when you're not comfortable with that shit and you're not comfortable like going to therapy and you're not comfortable talking about your feelings, those are the type of people that do need to look inward, because they're probably dealing with avoidant attachment. They're probably dealing with some like trauma.
Oh, I like that take.
Because that's why you ghost too, for sure.
Completely agree. I was kind of thinking of the bad boys or stuff like that. And like, you're like, oh, they pulled away because, you know, they caught feelings and they, you know, they just aren't ready or like, so. And it's like, yeah. Or they could just also be a fuck boy or girl.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean,
you know, and no, I'm just saying like, that's a good had that on my others and on my brain. I wasn't thinking of the people who are like actually like going through some shit.
We've had a friend that's like, we love him, but like he went through a single stage, and like, even if you met the right person and like when you start to catch feelings, it's like, oh shit, like I can't get into something right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe their mechanism, their defense mechanism, their protective mechanism is ghosting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, you're not.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking of like the both sides, but yeah, it's all of those things. I think that people can ghost for a lot of different reasons. I also think people can just ghost when they're overwhelmed in so many things, because I feel that like, I have ghosted people that I probably was a little more interested in, but usually if you're like interested in somebody, it might be the opposite. You might drop everything for that person. But I had the opposite where I'd be like, I have so much going on. I can't. Like I like back up. Yeah. I want to go like revert into a hole, but that's also not healthy. Communication.
Yep.
Like cannot say it enough.
I also want to dive into, so like if you are the person that has been ghosted and kind of reverting back to the, they're not interested, there are contextual clues to kind of let you know that they are ghosting you and they may not be interested. Yes, maybe that is the immature way to deal with it, but it's also the telltale sign, like, you have to move on. This is not your person. It doesn't mean like you're a bad person or you're not good enough. Just like together, you're not the right person. So don't be the girl or the guy that sends 5 texts in a row after the first date that there's no response. Like, maybe shoot that one text, wait a month, and then you can shoot one more shot. Like, hey, what's up? Like, haven't chatted in a while. Like, go for it like a month later maybe. And if there's still no response or still something, like, then you just have to accept the fact that, like, this isn't the right time.
I feel like we've all sat with friends and like crafted messages to guys.
Oh my God,
like,
yes.
And been like, how am I going to address this? Like, how am I going to ask if they want to see each other again?
How am I going to chill?
Low key, right? Keep it low key. And it's like, for fucking what? Send what you mean. You know what I mean? Like, we are adults. And if you have to craft up a message after like 1, 2, 3 dates, dude, you're not going to be able to communicate with this person in the long term. Like, no freaking way. Time to grow up and just say what you mean, see what happens, and don't be afraid of the unknown, because you have no control over that person, whether you send a really good text or a really bad text.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I also, like, this is kind of making me think of your point. It's making me think a little bit more of dating and the games that kind of have to be played a little bit. And
all of the games.
I had my friend Taylor Walters was like, you guys should do an episode on playing the game, but playing it the right way.
Oh,
because there is like a chill girl way to do it for sure. Like crafting the message. Like, yeah, I've done that too. We've all done it, but like
all done it.
There is still like when you're seeing someone right away, I feel like there is a little bit of a game still. Like you have to, but we'll just talk about that later.
Maybe. I was going to say, I have an opinion.
Yeah.
I would say that they're very minute games, but they're almost like they're mindset things to make sure that I feel powerful still.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
That's a good way to put it.
You know
it's
what
like
I mean?
To make sure you don't lose your independence when you're dating someone and like put all your energy and all your like heart and happiness into that one person.
Yep.
Because you had one good fucking date.
Like,
boss bitch.
I think if you are getting ghosted by someone and you're sitting there right now and you're like, shit, I was ghosted by this person, I still can't get over them, I would like you to do me a favor. I would like you to write down 3 of their amazing qualities that are unique to them. And I guarantee they don't have 3. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but you don't know them enough if they ghosted you to know their amazing qualities. I think that we think
besides
of
their looks.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's unique to them. But it's like, I think we don't realize that we start to obsess, and then we start to say, well, like, he works out, or he has a really good relationship with his mom, or he has like, I really liked his friends. It's like, is that unique to him though? Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
I like that a lot.
I just gave my sister that advice.
God, look at that. Big girls, big sisters big right girls. Here.
I'm a big girl. I have
an advice question that is really relevant to this topic.
Go for it.
Okay. I'm going to make my text fucking huge so I don't mess up like I have been.
You and I both, we don't do very well with the reading, but we that is fine. You're better than me.
All right. I'm going to burp and then I'll go. Will you pat me on the back?
Oh, yeah, here.
Harder. Got
there
it.
You go. Can I have a sip?
Ooh. Oh. Did you finish yours?
Yeah. I chugged it back a long time ago.
All right. Sid and Soph, I need you. I've been dating my boyfriend for 9 months, and I'm pretty sure my own boyfriend is actually ghosting me. I'm legit freaking out. I texted him last Friday to ask him his plans for the weekend, and he didn't answer. I called him a couple hours later, nothing. I called him Saturday, zip. Had a full-blown freakout on Sunday, creeped enough on his Insta to find out he isn't dead, lol. But y'all, it is now Wednesday, and he hasn't talked to me. What the actual fuck? I should mention, we have had some recent arguments about the distance and how he wishes we were closer and we're at the same college because it is definitely taking a toll on his social life, he says. When he comes to visit me, he misses out on his social life at his school, which isn't often, by the way. I go visit him more often. On the previous Wednesday, before the ghost, he even said to me that he doesn't feel like he can give the same effort that I'm giving. The call ended a little awkward and I was a little bit confused, and he said he'll call me later. We usually text every day or at least hop on the phone every day. It's now been an entire week. So my question for you is this reasonable? Should this behavior be forgiven? Or is my own goddamn boyfriend actually ghosting me?
No way, dude. No way.
Isn't that fucked?
That is so angering.
So immature.
Even I was going to bring up that one night, like a one night out and they don't text you back. Like that's gross too. Like, because you're like, what the hell? You couldn't have said goodnight. No.
And it's like, I'm almost like when I read this, I was like, okay, on Wednesday when they had that phone call, did he think he broke up with her and like she didn't get the memo? Or is he like, is he going to come back to her like in a week and be like, I'm sorry, babe. Like I just needed space. I like fucked three girls while I was at it. No, just kidding. But like, I just needed space. But it's like the lack of communication is that is unforgivable. I'm like shocked.
No,
by that.
Do not forgive that. Do not forgive that behavior. That is so immature. If you didn't communicate that you're on a break or that you're broken up and you, the person that clearly didn't get across to them and they're just like kind of twiddling their thumbs and blowing up your phone being like, hello, is something wrong?
Yeah.
And you're just ignoring them because you don't have the energy to tell them what's actually going on in your head. Like that's icky, icky.
You know what?
Ew.
In relationships, I think ghosting, like this circumstance, is a sign of emotional abuse. Like that.
Of course it is.
That's horrible.
That's bad. Okay. No. My answer is do not forgive him. Get rid of him. Like, yeah. And the worst part is, and this is my only piece of advice because this is something I had to swallow. You will never know the why that they did something. Like you will never have the reason why. Like it could be like, okay, they did this, but why though? Like, why would you hurt me? And you won't have that. Like it might have been like, I was overwhelmed. I was this, I was that. But like, it's never going to feel like you have the full answer to you because it wasn't right. And that's your gut telling you, like, don't tolerate that.
Why? I was going to say, what? I just had a seizure.
Why?
I was just going to say, I like thought something. I thought a different word in my brain. What came out?
It's replaying in my head again. What? Why?
Why?
I feel like I'm listening to you say it. Oh my God, it won't go away.
That's not even what I was thinking in my brain. And then why just came out. Anyways, I was going to say, God, just another relationship that we broke up from the podcast.
Oh shit. Oh God, I'm sorry.
But like, yo.
Dude.
Y'all got some fucked up relationships. Listen,
we have faith in you. But not when it looks like that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You got to find something that's beautiful. And maybe we should have, like, straight candid beauty or something like that. Because I would like to hear, like, a happy-go-lucky story. I'm not going to lie.
Like, the funny straight candid.
Yeah,
right?
Like, oh, my God.
Well, you're in luck. I have three options for you guys.
Okay.
Actually, two options. Okay. One's really fucking raunchy, but it's kind of funny.
Kind of funny or funny?
I think it's funny.
Okay.
And then the other one is... You remember what this is.
Do, 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 do. One is related, I'm assuming.
Oh, actually, yeah, I have like a mid one, actually. So maybe I'll share the mid raunchy.
Whatever you want to do.
A while back, I matched with my guy best friend's brother on Hinge, and we went on a few dates. We did the deed a few times, and then it was kind of just died out. Well, my guy friend knows about everything that's happened with me and his brother, and it's just a running joke now. Well, anyways, last weekend, I invited my guy friend to the neighbors for a B-day party, and we ended up having sex. We were both pretty drunk, and I only remember pieces, but at some point, I went to grab lube, and we started having sex, and then I realized my vagina was burning, and I realized I had grabbed hand sanitizer instead of lube. Vagina was burning, and that ended that. We've chosen to ignore what happened and not speak about it because how awkward and embarrassing. Candid moment. # Eskimo brothers.
Oh my God.
Hand
Can you
sanitizer.
Imagine?
Ow!
You guys, that shit burns on a little paper cut. That's not okay. That is not okay with me.
That is not okay with me.
No, think about it. Hey, that's like a big cut. A big cut.
What's the weirdest thing you've used for lube?
I think lube. I think the weirdest thing I've used as a vibrator would be a better question.
As a vibrator?
Yeah.
Like, what's the weirdest vibrator you've used?
Yeah.
Oh, tell me.
Toothbrush.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Same.
Well, because I forget. Wait, I think I was on a trip or something and I didn't have it. I don't remember.
The weirdest vibrator
I've
used.
Oh, God, you're scaring me. Oh, God, you're scaring me.
It's really weird.
Go ahead. I'm already cringing. Okay. Say it out loud.
Oh, my God, my family will hate me. But, no. Okay, so my brother used to have these little bugs, vibrating bugs that would go across the table. And I stole one. And I would wrap it in toilet paper and hide it in my bedroom drawer. And I would use this little vibrating bug when I was like probably 10 years old.
No. Oh, my God.
So like they would. They would vibrate and they would like walk down the table because they were vibrating.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And I'm mortified.
I forgot about it until right this moment.
I feel like I'm Dorothy. I'm tapping my feet together. I want to go home. I'm scared. Oh, God, have mercy.
Oh.
What? Dude, how are you even aware of your body? Honestly, it's a beautiful thing how aware of your body you were.
Yeah. Well,
no, seriously, it's lucky.
Like, I've told this story before, but yeah, I would just stick my booties
on the jets.
In the bathtubs.
I feel like you're not alone in that. I feel like a lot of people did that.
Yeah. And then when my mom was gone, she had a back massager, and I would bring it downstairs and use that.
Oh, my God.
And, like, watch the front door, and then if they came in, I'd pretend I was massaging my back.
What? How did you even know that sensation felt like? I don't know how you figured that out.
Dude.
But if you think about it, little boys do.
Yeah.
They know about their body. We didn't. I didn't, at least.
I know. So it's
good Lord. Crazy. That is freaking hilarious.
I'm sweating there.
Okay. Since you've listened all the way to the end, you guys, we have a little secret for you. If you find us going live pre-episode, like while we're recording, and hint, hint, our recording days are usually Thursday or Friday, we are giving away hoodies on live. Like literally straight candid hoodies. And all you got to do is be there. And I don't know what the situation is going to be, but it'll come as we go. Just show up. Okay. Find it.
And today is September 28th, by the way. This will go on for probably 5 weeks. So September 28th, 2022, if you're listening in 2023.
Oh, funny. Yeah. Because people are listening back.
Yeah, like people like are on episode 5 right now. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. I'm not me in that episode. I am a little pipsqueak version of me.
Dude, I want to delete up to candid firsts and just like up to episode 80.
Can I tell you something? When we recorded that first episode, I was stressed in that episode. I was wearing my least favorite sweater that I own. And my hair was huge because it was so humid. And I hated everything about it. I was so timid. I looked like a freak.
We were both timid. Yeah,
I don't like it.
Dude, I had the craziest.
And Ben, you were in third grade, right, when we did that one?
Probably, yeah.
That's what Jordan always does. He's like, when I was dating Sydney, let's see, when Sydney was born, I was, I think, 18. I'm like, don't say that. Don't tell people that. They're going to think you're
That's
an old
hilarious.
Fart.
Oh. I was gonna say you guys should like keep those up. Those are great. Like I the other day someone was telling me they're like, I wanna make a video, but like I know the first one's gonna be real bad, and I was like, oh bitch, let me pull this up. And I pulled up the first YouTube video I ever made.
Oh, I thought you were gonna show us. You pulled us up. I was like, dude,
remind me one of these days, I'll show you the first YouTube video I've ever made. It's still live public on my personal YouTube channel, and it is so funny. It is like my voice is super quiet. The video is really terrible because my render settings were awful, and like I was speaking like, hey guys, like my name is Sarvi. Like, this is my YouTube channel. Making these like terrible jokes. Audio, my game audio is way louder than my voice audio. You will learn to love those videos because it's like where you started. Like that, yeah, the dude,
that's true.
The dude that started that is the reason I'm where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. The girls that started at that number one episode of You Guys Super Scared is the reason why you guys are at number 94 now. So,
wait, shit. Okay.
Up top. We're all so right, close to 100.
Enough. I know
gotta,
that's kind of
we gotta plan that shit.
We have to have a 100 birthday party.
Yes.
You guys, that's like, oh wait, birthday party. That doesn't work. We're not, okay,
we
bye.
Can call whatever we want.
Whatever, you get what I'm saying? God damn it. Okay, you guys, I love you. I am happy to have you. I'm happy to be here. And you know what? I do all this shit for you. Like, we literally do this for you, so know that you're the reason that we're doing this right now. Like, you, who's listening?
You are the reason. There's a song. That, what's that called?
Hold do on, you feel
me,
this?
Let me play.
On your arm? As let I'm going play. Like this?
You are the reason. I'm about to shout out, so you stay along for just a little bit. I think it's Chelsea Cutler.
Reason.
Yes.
Okay, play it.
It's so good, you guys. What?
Copyright stuff.
Oh, copyright. Okay. Well, anyways, give us a follow at Straight Candid Podcast. Leave us a rating and review on the Apple Podcast if you haven't yet.
Please do.
And please follow me at Candid Soph.
At Candid Sid.
And at Ben Sarbacher.
Hey, yo.
All right, you guys.
We love you.
See you next week.
Bye.
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 You almost died. I don't want it. I just have to say that. You got right.